In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And in the selfsame day, Noah, Shem, Ham, Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with him, into the ark. They went in to the ark. They entered. They and every beast of the kind, of the cattle, of the kind, of the creeping thing, all the animal life that God put in. Verse 15, and they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. Watch this last part of the 16th verse. And the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth. The waters increased and bare upon the ark. And it was lift up above the earth. I want you to see that in the 16th verse. How many souls entered into the ark? Peter dealt with this. He said there were 8 souls. Here we find that Moses dealt with this. He said same thing. 8 souls. There was Noah and his wife, his 3 boys, Shem, Ham, Japheth, and their wives. There were 8 souls that entered into the ark, and God shut him in. The Lord did. And so the waters prevailed and were increased greatly. And so we find that all flesh, verse 21, all flesh died that moved upon the earth, and in whose nostrils was the breath of life. All that was in the dry land died. Now get this. We know that life of the sea didn't die. But everything that took breath in its nostrils died. You know what that means? All mankind, womankind, children, innocent babies, innocent elderly people died. And here God is dealing with, God's dealing with, how many righteous were there found? How many entered in? God said there were 8 souls. And so here are those that cannot help themselves. What happened? They died. Here are those that would not hear Noah's 100-year ministry. Those that would not hear the word of God preached. Those that would not hear the warning of Noah. Of course, we've got a count in the 11th chapter of Hebrews where God speaks of Noah. And so what do? They wouldn't heed the warning. You know what people today will do? They will go right past the warning. Noah and his sons built an ark, and they built it just like God said, and they built it with what God gave them. And so they were faithful to build it. But I'm going to tell you, a 3-story ark. The dimensions of that ship were amazing. They had nothing to work with. They had no power tools. They had no DeWalt's. They had no nice inventions. They built it with what God gave them. And so here we find it that as they built and preached, built and warned, labored and warned, and tried to stop the wrath of man. For the wrath of man, James said, worketh not the righteousness of God. But they couldn't turn them. And the word said that Noah, what did he do? The 11th chapter. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. If you got your Bible, look over to the 11th chapter, into the 7th verse, and you'll see this passage. We done discovered that Noah, he was honoring God before the flood was ever spoke of. He was honoring God during that time, preaching, warning, sharing, proclaiming the word of God. Maybe on Saturday morning, Noah had a loudspeaker. Maybe Noah got up on top of what he had built and warned the people, get ready to enter the ark. Get ready to get in. Warned them of the judgment of God. And so we see this in Hebrews the 11th chapter. I want to read a couple things to you here in the 7th verse. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, he moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. You said, preacher, people don't listen to me. I share with those that I work with, my friends, my acquaintances. They won't listen. They won't hear. Noah saved his own house. And so how many converts did he have? 7. And so what happened here? He preached 100 years. and he prepared an ark to the saving of his house. I'm going to tell you, we must get those that we love in. Bless God, we want to save them all. We want them all to hear the word of God and be saved. That's why we buy airtime for the radio broadcast. That's why we publish the word of God in the prison. That's why we get the word out everywhere we go. Try to. And so we must get the gospel out. Noah was warned of things not seen as yet, and he moved with fear. He didn't sit still. He didn't tell God to get somebody else. He didn't say, God, I'm busy this month and I can't do it. I've got some new clients over here I got to go see about. Some accounts over there in another county I got to go check on. I came. He moved with fear to the saving of his house. By the which, watch now, what did he do by this? He condemned the world and became the heir. He was the recipient. He inherited the righteousness which is by faith. He became the heir of that. Can you imagine these mamas holding their babies up, trying to beat on the door? Noah, let us in. Let us in, Noah. It's my baby. And Noah, it's my mom. She can't swim, Noah. Open the door. But Noah couldn't open the door because he didn't shut the door. God shut him in. And when God shuts the door, Jesus taught like this in Revelation 3:20. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in to him and sup with him and he with me. He said, I knock. He said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice. The gospel call is still to all mankind today. If you can hear his voice, bro, I don't know how to come. I wished I knew how to come. Jesus said in John 10:9, I am the door. I'm the door of the sheep. And so Jesus is the way. Jesus is how we enter. We can approach God by no other means than the door. And so in Noah's life, God shut the door. And there's going to be a time, God said, when my spirit shall not always strive with man. It's what we read, one of the first things we read in Genesis 6:3. And so how long will God strive with you? How long will God call you? How long will God warn you? How long will God reach out to you before he leaves you alone? Before God writes you off. Well, see, you say, well, I don't know if that ever happens. Does God ever do that? Yes, there's a day when we can hear the Lord and a day when we can't. Watch this verse, last verse I want to share with you as we get ready to go. But then Isaiah, we see it in Isaiah, the 55th chapter. And we see it here in the 6th verse, I believe it is. And we seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. See, it says something. Call ye upon him while he's near. Seek him while he may be found. If there's a day when we can find God, there'll be a day when we can't find God. You know what happened when God shut the door? Those people, no matter how they wept and wailed, no matter how they cried, screamed horrific screams, they could not enter the ark. God shut the door. Father, today, I pray that, Lord, you would reach out to all men, all women. God, I pray your word would go forth. I pray, God, you would invite those that are lost unto the saving grace of the Lord Jesus. Father, give them grace today to enter the door. God, give them grace today to hear that you said, I stand at the door and knock. God, I pray today, Father, you'd give all mankind another opportunity to be saved. And God, let us not sin against that opportunity, but receive it. And God, come humbly, Lord, and bow to your sweet presence. God, that we might be saved by the marvelous grace of Jesus. Father, do it today. Reclaim the backslider. God, save that one, Lord, that has nowhere else to turn. God, they're having suicidal thoughts. The devil said, kill yourself. But God wants to save them. I pray you'd reach them. God, I pray you'd speak peace to them. I pray the Holy Ghost, God, would apprehend them. I pray, Father, you'd call them unto yourself. God, even as Noah warned and preached and called that generation, Lord God, it was no lack of preaching, no lack of reaching out, no fault of God's part. God had a voice. God had one crying as the voice of one crying in the wilderness. God had a witness in Noah. God, I pray today you'd speak, Lord God, through every means possible to the hearts of men. Do it and save. In Jesus' name we ask it. Until we meet again, I pray the Spirit of God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.